The man on the moon, with his collapsible Floridian eccentricities, his travails in the shape of old cheese, his growling acquiescence to the cycles his mother has bequeathed him, his bloodlessness in the face of exaltation. Just when you thought he would give in to the fascinations of power, he putters around his brooding townhouse like a sullen implement. His deep commitment to figuration, his entirely unreasonable way of speaking to the sun, his father, his mirror, even, one could argue, his memory. Sometimes I just want to tell him to snap the fuck out of it, his faith in me be damned. But then I begin to countenance his sorrow. I sing him the lullabies he used to sing me, when the two of us were younger, and his youth was what made all the poets twinkle in a bereaved firmament, like momentary arcs of fire and prejudice. I soften his self-inflicted blows. I bleed him into his balsamic vegetation, like a medieval doctor with a cure for black death.